Upper90Studios.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. 83 points has pushed Upper 90 Studios to 500K in the overall rank. This week, I'm not making just one contrarian play, I'm making three. To understand contrarian strategy, we need to have a firm grasp on the popular mainstream view. Who are the hot players making the rounds in the FPL community? You can't create an effective contrarian plan if you don't know what you're contradicting. Once I know who the experts are pitching to their followers and to each other, safety in numbers, I can match or beat them with a contrarian strategy targeting what they left out. For the most part, the experts play a safe game. You can see them feeling out who others are choosing that round so they can make the same transfers. That's because the safe approach wins a high percentage of times. It delivers consistent above average scores with less fluctuation between very high and very low scores. It's collective intelligence. The contrarian play, on the other hand, a riskier strategy, will lose most of the time, but it has the potential to win big against the mainstream thinking when you unleash it at the right time. And that rush to win big against the experts, 83 points, 100 points, that's what drives me in fantasy. Here are the three contrarian plays for Game Week 5. No Kane, I'm captaining De Bruyne, and I'm keeping Jimenez and Mitrovic. I'm going to give you the pros and cons of both sides and explain why I arrived at these decisions for my team. Then it's up to you to agree or disagree for your own planning. I'm not an expert. So the first contrarian play is no Kane, and I'm not captaining Son. Two aces or two kings are fantastic hands in poker that will win most of the time, but you don't always discard a weaker starting hand because it can be a concealed monster. A popular consensus has developed in the FPL community ahead of Game Week 5, and that is to buy premium Tottenham attackers, Kane and Son. Those are your aces or kings. To take the contrarian view, we must be aware of the mainstream thinking. Is there an opportunity to make a low-risk contrarian play? The key is low risk. I have to be careful not to take it too far because if it doesn't work, my rivals could overtake me in the overall rank. Am I afraid of teams captaining Kane this week? Of course I am. We all know what Kane can do. He has one of the highest ceilings in the game. Since Mourinho joined Spurs in November of last year, no player has more goal and assist contributions than Harry Kane in all competitions. 30 goals and or assists. The second best player is Son, with 28 goals and assists. If my plan fails, I have a safety net with Son. I can captain him as insurance against the experts with Kane. And by the way, Son was scoring 18 points while still rated 25% chance of playing by official FPL. I made him captain for Game Week 5, he was still 25%, which was way off the mark, and it cost thousands of managers to sell or bench him. There were two midweek games where Mourinho hinted that Son could play against United. Two opportunities for official FPL to upgrade Son from 25%. Then reports came out that Son was in the squad and traveled with a team to Manchester. That's a minimum 75% chance of playing if he's in the squad. They got it horribly wrong, and instead of apologizing, they created new posts about how Son punished his sellers. Keep in mind that a riskier contrarian plan should be flexible depending on how it turns out. To prepare for the worst case, I could bank a transfer now using two free transfers next week to make corrections. Don't forget the Champions League and Europa League return Game Week 5, and the schedule is relentless. I'm including the fixture chart on the Game Week 5 blog post at upper90studios.com. It's easy to identify the factors in favor of Kane and Son. They are top picks for Game Week 5. What about the concerns? Their opponent, West Ham. After Tottenham beat United 6-1, I was confident captaining Son for Game Week 5. Then I started researching the other games. Leicester were coming off a 5-2 win over City, and they faced West Ham with David Moyes managing from his couch via Skype. West Ham didn't just keep out Leicester, it was a convincing 3-0 win. Zero shots on target with Vardy and Harvey Barnes. West Ham have faced the fewest shots on target this season, 8 in total. For comparison, West Brom faced 30 attempts on goal, Liverpool 19. West Ham just 8, which is an average of 2 shots allowed per game. Moyes is using 3 center backs, protected by Declan Rice and Soucek, who cover every blade of grass. They have tireless runners in every position. They push up and they track back as a team, allowing opponents to have possession, then they hit them on the counter. West Ham have characteristics that could make it harder for Kane and Son. They're thriving against adventurous opponents, so I'm curious to see how Mourinho is going to adjust tactically. The second contrarian play, Game Week 5, is captaining De Bruyne. In the last two game weeks, I captained Salah while my rivals captained De Bruyne. I wasn't sure how the lack of a true striker could impact KDB in the attack, so I preferred Salah. Nearly 60% of managers in the Elite 64 League captained KDB, while roughly 30% captained Salah. Now they're considering selling De Bruyne when Aguero is back to full training. Sterling is a great player, but he needs lots of chances to score. Aguero only needs half a chance, and the ball's in the back of the net. Keep in mind, De Bruyne was subbed for Belgium. It seems like it was just a precaution, but I need an update on KDB and Aguero before deadline. If both are 100% ready to play game week 5, I may take a chance captaining De Bruyne against the experts. Manchester City can't afford to drop any more points in the league. Don't forget, there's also Champions League to come straight after game week 5. Players are going to be rested and rotated more than ever this season. Which brings me to the third contrarian play, which is to keep Mitrovic and Jimenez. Wolves and Fulham are not in Europe this season. Their players have a full week's rest between these games. Managers are selling Mitrovic, and his price already dropped. I watched Fulham. They lost 1-0 against Wolves, with Mitrovic isolated for long spells. Then their new Nigerian attacker, Lookman, he came on as a sub and completely changed that game. They created so many chances, and they were unlucky not to leave with at least a point. By the way, I worked with the Nigerian U23 Olympic national team in 2016, and I was blown away by their talent and organization at the youth level. That's my car in the background. Lookman was on a different level against Wolves. No one could get near him, and now Fulham have also signed Ruben Loftus-Cheek on loan from Chelsea. Why aren't FBL influencers talking about Loftus-Cheek? Could it be because they're on a wild card and need to sacrifice Mitrovic to make room for Kane? Doesn't feel right for me to sell Mitrovic without watching him and their new attack. I'm excited to see the impact of Lookman and Loftus-Cheek at Fulham. If anything, I could be more concerned about Jimenez. Wolves have been leaking goals, so Nuno made a compromise with Ndonker and Saiss instead of more creative players like Moutinho and Adama Traore. They got the 1-0 win, but it wasn't convincing. Traore has excellent chemistry with Jimenez. He draws attention from defenders, which can benefit a poacher in the box like Jimenez. I'm hoping Nuno unleashes Traore with Jimenez against Leeds, who may have suffered injuries to two of their center backs in the international break. This is the information. It's up to you to agree or disagree. So here's the Game Week 4 review. First game, Reece James, 0 points, benched. Chelsea scored 4 goals and kept a clean sheet. Roy Hodgson played Zaha as the central striker up against Zuma when the space might have been behind the fullbacks. I'm obviously salty about it because I can imagine how Reece James would have done had he played. Mitchell ended up coming on from the bench with 0 points, and since I made 2 transfers for a hit, that was -4 points from one player after the first game. And I was really sweating because I sold Werner when Chelsea had 2 penalties. I was fortunate that Jorginho took them both. Now looking back, I could have been more careful and considered that rotation risk, especially after Chelsea's previous defensive performances. So I apologize to anyone who followed my advice on Reece James. -4 points after one game, finished on 83 points, and it goes the other way. I might be having a great round, then a red card for my player in the last game. Like we saw with John Egan, he was sent off 12 minutes in because he pulled back a player as the last man. Then David Luiz does the same against Sheffield United. Ironically, also in the 12th minute, no red card. Some things are out of our control, like the decisions from the officials and VAR. All my defenders combined for 0 points. The good news was Alex McCarthy, 9 points. Southampton backed up their previous defensive performance with yet another clean sheet. In the midfield, James Rodriguez, 18 points. He was phenomenal. On the previous video, I said, once he gets more comfortable with others covering for him, he will push into the attack to create chances and score goals. I got Reece James wrong. Thankfully, I got James Rodriguez right. 2 goals from runs into the box, 1 assist, and maximum bonus. Solid 26 points captain. Mane tested positive for COVID. Alisson picked up an injury in training, and they faced an Aston Villa side full of confidence. Not sure what to make of this one, but I am happy to keep Salah if these big scores continue. Could have easily been a hat-trick for Salah as he was brought down in the box at 1-0 and it wasn't given. Calvert-Lewin 6 points since Carlo Ancelotti arrived. Only Danny Ings has scored more league goals than Calvert-Lewin. Jimenez 2 points, Mitrovic 2 points. They played each other and blanked. Here are my notes from that game. Once Lookman came on for Fulham, you can pause the video if you'd like. Bissouma scored a brilliant goal, 9 points, and I hope he continues to provide bench cover when needed. So what's the plan for Game Week 5? My plan is to do nothing. 2 free transfers next week should help to deal with any issues from the European games. Here's my latest Game Week 5 team. The only change I may make is the captain, depending on information from the press conferences. If Aguero and De Bruyne are set to start, I may captain De Bruyne. If not, then captaining Son provides cover against Kane. To defeat the elite in fantasy, we have to understand the big picture and uncover their hidden motives. Then use a low-risk, contrarian strategy to gain the advantage within reason. Thank you for all the likes, subscribes, all your positive comments, and I wish you big green arrows Game Week 5. So that's going to be a wrap for today. Stay tuned for my next video. If you like my music, all my songs are free on the website. See the link in the description. U90 Mini League. Good at FPL? Join U90 Mini League for a chance to win. Be sure to follow at Upper 90 Studios on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, where you get an inside scoop for YouTube. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and turn on your post notifications, because this season is going to be epic. Don't forget to subscribe to our email list and get your free fixture difficulty cheat sheet. Click the fantasy tab at upper90studios.com. Thanks for watching. See you soon.